The Duvet Lady. A woman with a penchant for down and feathers becomes a betting tycoon. Imagine this scenario. A young girl who searches for pristine feathers after school is aptly nicknamed the Little Duck Feather Girl. She spends time at her family's farm collecting discarded feathers, creating feather dusters, and learning about the various characteristics of ducks and other fowl through hours of observation. Her interest in feathers blossoms into a passion as she grows older. And so begins the story of the founder of Royal H&S Corporation, a Taiwanese company that is 21 years old this year. Bringing about change. Traditionally, bedding used in Taiwan has always been made with cotton. The overriding belief is that the heavier your comforter is, the warmer you will be. However, the Little Duck Feather Girl, whose real name is Judith Chen, knew more warmth and comfort could be obtained another, possibly healthier way, and so she wanted to introduce down products to Taiwan. Chen hoped to dispel the belief that more weight equals warmth and fill what she believed to be a void in the market. From the hours she spent as a young girl observing the ducks at her family's farm, she knew the potential warmth and protection from the winter damp that duck down and feathers offered. The Duvet Lady's Mission. Judith Chen, the CEO and founder of Royal H&S Corporation, is a forward-thinking businesswoman, and thanks to her persistence, her company has completely changed the bedding market within Taiwan. Despite an arduous start, the Duvet Lady has coaxed her company into being a major force in Taiwan's business world. From the beginning, Chen knew what she wanted to introduce to people in Taiwan. Lightweight, comfortable down duvets that would improve the health and sleep of consumers. Going for it. In 1988, as tourism in Taiwan was on the rise, Chen saw an opportunity and made her move to get the ball rolling for her company. She approached hotel chains around the island, pitching her idea of using down duvets in their hotel rooms. Some operators were hesitant, as Chen's idea was a new one. But after a lot of dogged persistence, including multiple visits to five-star hotels, Chen's idea finally took hold. Today, as a result, many hotel chains in Taiwan use royal bedding duvets. Making progress. For a few years, Royal's products were only used in hotels, but in 1993, Royal also began selling products in department stores. At one promotional event that year, the company sold a record 100 duvets in 15 minutes. Today, the company has duvets in 30 sales corners in various department stores. Royal's factories have always manufactured and sold their products in Taiwan, but the company also imports and sells items from Europe. As Chen said, she wants to keep upscale, quality products in Taiwan to be used by locals, rather than exporting them to different countries. This successful CEO is driven by her feeling of responsibility to get the product to Taiwanese consumers. Her desire is to make sure Taiwanese consumers have the best, most innovative bedding products available to them. Beyond the businesswoman. Chen is not only an extraordinary businesswoman who never gives up. She's also an inspiration to many young girls. The business world is a man's world, as many may say. But for Chen, this just isn't true. She acknowledges that women face more challenges than men, but believes that everything is possible if you put 100% effort into it, and you will have the best results. Obviously, she has taken her own advice. Health benefits of lightweight duvets. One important benefit of sleeping under a down duvet is that it improves circulation because it places less strain on a person's body, A traditional blanket can be suffocating because it is heavy. Specially made duvets can also reduce a person's allergies if they are made out of hypoallergenic material. Why duvets? To put it simply, duvets reduce the time it takes to make a bed, and they are extraordinarily lightweight, while still packing a lot of heat. The bed covering naturally carries warmth without the weight. Duvets keep you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. If you're thinking of getting your own duvet, it's important to choose carefully. There are a few things you need to take into consideration. Down or feathers? First, it's important to understand the difference between down and feathers. Down is below a duck's feathers. It's usually light and fluffy. The feathers of a duck are usually a protective covering, but both can be used in duvets. It's up to you to decide whether you want a feather duvet or a down duvet. Feathers only add weight to the duvet. The root of the warmth is found in down. Too many feathers will make your duvet too heavy, and they do not provide as much heat as down. Determining quality. Most foreign duvets adhere to an international standardized code for down. Taiwan currently has no standard for down, but Royal is in the process of creating that standard with the government. When you are looking for your own duvet, it's important to check the quality. A low-quality duvet will not stay fluffy and will clump together in tiny balls. A high-quality duvet will stay separated more easily and retain its fluffiness. Best of all, a good duvet will make you feel like you're sleeping in a luxury hotel without the expense. Vocabulary focus. Penchant. Pristine. Aptly. Overriding. Dispel. Arduous. Make one's move. Pitch. Dogged. Adhere to something. Clump.